Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hey.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
Hey,
Hey, Sibo. Hey, Leisha.
Hey.
What's going on, Tony?
Long day at work, man. I'm just glad to be on the radio with you guys.
Definitely.
Well, we're going to open up this show. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to Writing Royalty Blog Talk Radio. We have a fantastic show lined up for you guys tonight. I mean, the phones are going to be hopping on the great topic that we have to discuss. I'd like to introduce myself. My name is the fabulous Miss Toni Dell, and I'm co-host with two great friends of mine to my right. It's the beautiful Miss Leisha.
Hey, hey, hey. This is Leisha. I'm the head promoter for Nene Capri and Boss Lady Publishing, as well as Writing Royalty Promotion. I'm an admin on 4 Facebook groups. I'm truly honored always to be here to kick into the clubhouse with everyone, especially my co-hosts, because we have a good time every week. We also got the number one speller, the director with the pen, Mr. Aaron Bebo. What's going on, B?
I'm good, I'm good. How y'all ladies doing? I'm Aaron Bebo, you know. It's nothing spectacular, simple. Simple life, an author. All right, please check for Bunches of Love this Friday from me to you with love on Valentine's Day. And back to our wonderful host, Toni Dell.
Why, thank you, the fabulous Bebo. Our last show, we had a great author, and the time didn't really allow us to really get to shout out her fabulous works. So we're going to bring back in, once again, the beautiful Miss Sabrina Eubanks, just so she can share some of her fantastic accomplishments that she has taken in. And Bebo, I think we got to give you the honor, because it truly is an honor to welcome her back into the clubhouse. So with that, I'm going to kick it over to you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bring Sabrina in. How you doing, Sabrina? Good evening.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
What's
hey,
going
Sabrina.
On? I'm feeling that energy.
Nice for having me. Thank you for having me. I'm sorry I'm a little bit out of breath because this was down to the minute because I thought I was going to have to get the belt and go kung fu on somebody.
Uh-oh.
Got to do your homework. Got to do your homework. Sorry.
That's right.
Got to do your homework. Anything to do with books.
That's right. Yeah. Please believe me. Okay, he don't like to read. Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
what I said. Wow, are you serious?
Whoa,
he's 9 years old. When I was 9, I had read the autobiography of Malcolm X. Okay.
Yeah, reading was definitely, I don't know, it's just different now. Too much
it
other stuff, too many gadgets.
Exactly.
Things.
They made it too easy on these kids, and, you know, they don't want to play outside no more. They just want to come home and get on their Wii or whatever they got, and, you know, that's the end of that. They don't want to do no schoolwork, and the schoolwork they do is on computers. I got a nephew that just got out of high school not too long ago, and I was like, here, sign your name. He's like, we don't do that. They don't even teach them cursive.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't do that no more.
That's outlandish.
It's definitely good to have you back, though. Glad you
Thank
made
you.
It.
Thank you.
Yes.
Glad to be here.
I want to ask you my question that I definitely wanted to get in before the show ended on Sunday was I want you to give a rundown on how you got into publishing, your first steps towards getting in publishing, just your works and you know, how much time and effort you done put into this, because, you know, you're a veteran author and you definitely put in a lot of work.
Thank you, Aaron. That means a lot coming from you. You was one of the first dudes I got turned on to when I got in the industry. And I always watched you quietly from the sidelines, Mr. Bebo. So my hat is off to you. You're a hustler, baby. I got mad respect for you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. But it's about you, like, seriously. Like, people need to know about you because I've been watching you, like, from day one. Like, you've been laying it down. You've been consistent. You know, like, you done watched a lot of people come and go.
Yeah, we're going to see more come and go, too. Y'all got to stay on, you know, the secret to it is staying on your A game and don't submit nothing you wouldn't love yourself, you know. When I first got into the publishing business, I got into it. I always wrote. When I was a kid, I used to write stories, and when I wasn't writing stories, I was making up situations, and my mother used to say I was a liar. But I wasn't a liar. I was telling you a story. You know, so that kind of evolved into other things, you know what I mean? After a while, she got it, but, you know. I always knew that I would probably end up in this direction because you have something like it's a talent, it's in your soul, it's something that God gave you, and you might put it to the back burner for a while. Sooner or later, you reach back and you get that, especially when you come to a hard place in your life. It's an easy time to find stuff that like that. And I was going through a bad breakup, and I wanted to write a love story about a perfect love that went wrong to the 10th power, because that's how I felt. That's how hurt I felt. And I said, you know what? And I was in debt. It was a lot of stuff going on, you know, and the people screaming on me and blah, 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 why you love him? Are you crazy? You know what I mean? And I had a newborn kid. You know, my mother was gone. You know, she had passed away. I didn't know what to do, you know. So I reached down inside of myself. I wrote this story. And when I put the end on it, I said, wow, that's 5 stars right there. So I submitted it. You know it, you know.
Yeah.
But you know it. You're like, oh, that's that stuff right there. Drop your pen in a glass of water and watch it smoke, you know. But I submitted it. I wanted to go the traditional route and try to get signed to a major. So I submitted to 60 agents that said that they were interested in new artists, new, you know, authors, and I got 60 rejection letters. So I said, okay,
wow.
I'll keep them forever. That was for Love and Consequences, and
wow.
Which was
wow.
Karma. And I submitted to 2 independent publishers, and that one was Zane, and the other one was Triple Crown. And I said, Triple Crown ain't hardly going to pay me no mind, because back then they was the tour de force. You know,
uh-huh.
They was where you wanted to be signed in this genre, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh.
And I submitted to them. I submitted to Zane. Zane sent me an email on her BlackBerry. I'll never forget it, and I still got it. And it said, if you have not published this manuscript, send it to me ASAP. And I was like, oh, my God, it's Zane, you know? And I was still wet behind the ears. I didn't know what to do, really. So I submitted the manuscript, but it went to, you know, Streba Books, instead of saying Attention Zane, where she might pull it. I guess they thought it was a regular manuscript and went in the slush pile, because I never heard that. But that's cool, because Vicky Stringer, who was the head of Triple Crown, told me she wanted it right away. I was flabbergasted. I was like, oh, my God. I had people telling me, I don't know what you think you're doing. You're trying to write a book. Get out of here. You know, I'm like, I always told stories. Y'all watch and see. And when they sent me that letter, I was like, wow, I'm framing this, because that's a big deal, you know.
Uh-huh.
And signed with them. It took a minute for Karma to come out. They wanted to change the name from Love and Consequences to Karma, and they switched the book up and cut a lot of the points of views out. I didn't really care, because I was like, Vicky Stringer want to publish my book. Oh, my God. Make a long story short, things didn't work out, even though the book was a very big success in that publishing house, you know. Mm-hmm. It was such a big success that when I left and signed with my current publisher, G Street Chronicles, it was such a big success till I said, please, please, just publish this book again because it's such a great story. People want to know about that. I can't just let it die just because, you know. So we republished it under the original title and put all of the content back in, which expanded the book by maybe about 40%. Oh. And that was a beautiful thing. Then people got to know my two original babies, Lucas and Noah. And after that, I wrote Chasing Bliss, which is Chase Brown.
Hello?
Did we lose us? Looks like we lost her.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy, it's getting good, too.
Yeah, her call dropped.
I know.
Oh, Miss Sabrina, you got to call back in. But,
definitely.
Yeah, that's a real story. Like, that's the ups and downs and the woes of publishing. She got the bag of chips and the soda for you right there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, she was giving up the goods. Hold on, I think she back.
Okay.
Sabrina?
Okay, yeah, I'm still here. T-Mobile got jokes. But I published Boosters. All the rest of my stuff was published with G Street. Boosters was my story about the kid that started stealing, and it's the most unread, I guess, story I have. That's a really a great story. It's about a kid that starts out boosting jeans and ends up robbing South African diamonds. He ends up at the French on the French Riviera at the end of the book. But there's going to be another part to that, so hopefully people will read it. Mm-hmm. And I did Pandora, Santa Baby, Fame and Lolo. Those were short. Pandora's not a short. It's the second part of Chasing Bliss. And all of the installments were Love and Consequences. And I did two short stories that were separate anthologies. One with Anna Black in Erotic Snapshots. It's called Up in the Air, and it's about the Mile mm-hmm. High Club. And another one in The Addiction, and I had a story. It was a great story called The Magnificent Daryl Ivey. It's about a kid that gets a scholarship at Georgetown, but he gets hooked on heroin, and things don't turn out well.
Yeah, that's hot.
Most of my stuff don't turn out right well.
I love your concepts.
Thank you.
Do you find it difficult with that type of content before this reading audience, like as far as like the transition of I feel like there's been a transition in readers within the last 5 to 7 years. Do you feel like with that type of content that you move away from, you know, true readers?
No, I don't. I think that a true reader is a true reader. I think that there's levels to this stuff. You know that, Aaron, you know.
Yeah.
You can't please everybody. You know what I mean? I try to please everybody, you know. I think a lot of readers are, I don't want to say it in a messed up way, you know what I mean? A lot of the younger readers should read more than what they read. There's more to an urban story. An urban story, what makes it urban is that it's set in the city.
Yeah, the setting, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what makes it urban. It could be an urban white people story. But they say, write what you know. I write what I know. I don't know a whole lot about white people, like close friends. I got some, but, you know. But you write what you know, but not to that extent. I see things that are happening now, and I be like, oh, God, nah, y'all, you know what I mean? Y'all got to go read more than what you, I mean, some stuff is good for fluff, you know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
if you want to read, you know what I mean? There's more than just, I got drug dealers and cops and gangsters and all of that stuff in these books, but they not on that same type of, y'all know what I mean, like platform. I don't want to say nothing where people take offense to, because I really don't mean any offense, you know. I respect everybody in their art, you know, but sometimes you have to dig deeper. You know, my ultimate goal, I wouldn't put out anything that I didn't think was 5 stars when it left my.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
Oh,
see,
oh no.
There go T-Mobile again. She better switch over to Boost Mobile and forget
Boost
the T.
Mobile.
You got to forget the T. I don't be having no problems with Boost. I'm good money.
Now we're going to have a debate on the phone.
No,
carrier,
we
right?
not, because she right back. Boost be getting her right back to action.
Yeah, because T-Mobile got jokes, y'all. You know? Maybe I'm a little bit too relaxed and the phone keep hitting my face. Maybe that's it. We ain't going to blame them. But they got jokes. But I wouldn't publish anything that I didn't think was 5 stars when it left me. You know, I think that people should, it's you know, it's the difference between like reading something light, like, you know, in the newspaper, and then turn into like the editorials, and then turn into like the business section. You know what I'm saying? It's different things for you to read,
yeah.
But don't always just read the comics. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
To expand your horizons. My ultimate goal, like I was saying, is to step out of the genre sooner or later. Sooner or later, I'm going to step out of the genre and I'm going to write a little bit of supernatural stuff. Then I'm going to write the book you got to read to get out of high school. So that's my ultimate goal. Because you got to take it serious. When you're a writer, it's like being a singer. You got to sing your best song. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's how I feel about that. But yeah, they need to switch over. They need to stop. They need to find some more sustenance.
I think anything that gets young readers to read is an absolute marvelous thing.
Sure.
You know, because I think they don't read as much as we used to read when we were growing up.
Mm-mm.
You know, my nose always used to be in a book, and it would be really great to see the young generation, you know, just step back to that.
I used to do that too, because it's an escape. When you read a book, you could take a vacation without going nowhere.
Yeah.
That's true.
It transports you to somewhere else. You know, I read the Da Vinci Code a whole bunch of times because it took me somewhere else. It was a great book. The way he wrote it was great.
Yeah, I love signatures.
Mhm.
Like when you could read someone and you could just see it. Like their stroke, like it's really all them. And then you have the books that are good, that you could just see someone just following a good pattern of writing.
Yeah, you got to be more than a writer. You got to tell a story.
Yeah.
And then you take on storyteller status. Stephen King is a great storyteller. His book might not be all that, but the way he put that story out there, he'd be like, what? And always be one scene where you'd be like, oh, my God, this was worth every penny I spent on this book. Even if the rest of the book wasn't all that, you know. But he's great.
He's definitely good. He's definitely good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's
been around so long.
Yeah, he exploits the language.
He's a master at the language.
Yeah, yes, very, 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 very masterful with the language. That's why some people get bored of him. Because he does it to an extensive point.
I was like,
yo, this spent 2 pages describing this room. Like, yeah, but you're there now.
Yeah, but you don't really have to go over into deep. Stephen does that sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're like, okay,
but
that's enough. I got
sense.
It.
it really be
it
making
does,
sense.
And it paints a
like,
picture.
Like, it really does. Like, even down to the little spider web in the corner.
Yep.
Like, he brings you right there. Like, you know, I need some pledge in this room.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, you know, so, it, you know, a lot of people be like, oh, but, you know, that's writing.
Because
how can you see it?
It's got to be like a movie in your head. It's got to be a movie in your head.
Absolutely. But at the same time, being a... just a new reader, because I never used to read books. I'll be like, I can't. But you have to learn what kind of books you like to read, and you have to read different authors because all authors write differently.
Yep.
So, you know, you have to be able to read more than just one type of book, because you'll never know what you like if you don't.
That's exactly right.
You got to be able to read different things, and then you'll know what kind of books you like. And if you know what kind of books you like and what kind of authors you like, then you know sometimes people tend to just stay in their lane because they know what they like and they know what they don't like. But some people just don't know. And that's when you have to look around and just see. You might like 50 Shades of Grey, you know. You never know unless you try it.
Yeah, that's like saying that you don't eat fish. You know, if you never tried fish, then how would you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like
right.
the same type of deal. You always got to try new things.
That's true. Well, Sabrina, I truly, truly commend you for all your great accomplishments, past, present, and definitely future. I know we've got some great things to look forward to from you. And I thank you again for coming back. I know you're a busy mom, busy woman in general, so time is precious. So I really appreciate you coming back, and hopefully you'll be able to stick around because we have a great topic tonight that you may just take a little bit of interest in. Our topic tonight is, does a woman need a man to define her? I think you can speak on that topic.
I might say a little something-something.
A little something-something, right? And we have the honor of having the great Treasure Blue in the clubhouse tonight to discuss that. So if you can, please stick around because we'd love to hear your take on the subject.
That's my dude. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Bye. Thank you all for having me.
You're quite welcome.
Well, thank you for coming, Ms. Brennan.
Yes.
Dropping your nuggets of knowledge on us. Always.
Y'all are wonderful.
Thank you. You are too.
Thank you.
Yes,
you are
thank
too.
You.
Well, listeners, if you didn't catch that, the topic tonight is going to be a hot topic. Is does a woman need a man to define her? I'm sure you guys have some words to speak on that. And to introduce our great author tonight, I'd just like to tick off a few of his great accomplishments, and I'm sure I'll miss something, but I'm going to do my best. Treasure Blue is the Essence best-selling author of Harlem Girl Lost, A Street Girl Named Desire, Keisha and Clyde, as well as a host of many more. And I am proud to say that he is a former fire inspector with the New York City Fire Department, and he is also the winner of the Black Issues Book Review Urban Lit Book of the Year. So without further ado, we'd like to introduce the fabulous, great Treasure Blue. Evo, is he on the line?
Yes, he is.
Hey, Treasure.
Hello, Treasure.
How's everybody? Bebo, Leisha, how y'all doing? Did I say that name right?
Leisha, that's all right.
I don't know. You might have messed my shit up.
Oh, stop it.
Come on. Bebo, you know you my ace cool and boom, so don't even go there, bro. We on the phone every
good,
day.
Baby.
Ain't nothing to it. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, doing what writers do, right? I'm glad to be here, and I just want to thank you guys for having me.
Well, you're welcome. We're honored to have you.
Thank you for sharing your time with us.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you so much. Let's get it popping, yo.
That's right. Let's go.
So, do you feel, Mr. Treasure Blue, that a woman needs a man to define her? What's your take on that? This is Cody, by the way.
Okay. Hey, how you doing? Absolutely not. You know, definitely. But, you know, there's 8 million stories in the naked city, and depends on how a girl was raised, I believe, you know, and a whole lot of trial and tribulation. It comes with experience. So, you know, it's trial and error. You know what I mean? The only way to know what you want is to know what you don't want. You know, and that's with experience. So it's just a progression, you know. And luck, hopefully, in the middle of all the drama, which is going to be some if you choose, you'll learn something. Even the bad things, you learn something from bad things and failures. So take a piece of that seed out of it and grow with them, you know. None of us is immune from it.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last what you said.
I said none of us, male or female, is immune from it, so it works both ways, actually.
That's true. What do you think about that, Bebo?
I think that as far as what, the man defining a woman?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just looking at today's society, I think that would be the blanket cover, but I don't think that that's the actuality of what really, you know, really is. I mean, if you just look for the truth, or the fact of the matter, like, I mean, women are running the workforce, women are dating women, you know, like, honestly, most women are defining men nowadays, to keep it 100 with you. Like, Michelle Obama definitely got a way more crystal clear character and image than her husband, you know. And the same thing with Hillary. Like, she, Bill jumped out the White House, she jumped right into politics.
Mm.
You know, so it's like, I think that's the blanket, you know, for the world to you know, stand behind. But I really believe that women are their own. I just think that everybody's individuals. But I think in the sense of, you know, man and woman, and just responsibility towards earth and world and things of humanity, woman's probably a little bit further ahead. I mean, it's probably the woman that ties the man's first necktie when he's a boy.
That's true. That is true. What do you think, Risha?
Me personally, as much as I love Treasure Blue, because he is just a sweetie, I don't agree. Now, there are women out there that feel that they need a man in their life to make them happy. I don't think they need a man to define them, maybe to affirm them. And sometimes I think we get that confused. You know, you have some women where anytime a man shows them any type of interest, they're all in until that man can no longer make them happy or make them or fill that void that they have inside. You know, a lot of times you end up in an ugly cycle that goes over and over and over from relationship to relationship, because the truth is no man can define a woman. The only person that's capable of doing that is that woman herself. And that takes a lot of work and soul searching, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think women like to be affirmed. They do. But men like to be affirmed, too. They like people to kind of toot their horn a little bit. And there's nothing wrong with that. But to absolutely, you know, feel that, oh, I'm not going to be happy unless I have a man. I'm not going to be happy unless I have this. Well, even if you have that, you're still not going to be happy. And you're never going to be happy until you yourself do the work that's required, because everything that you need starts from the inside. And if you don't get it from the inside, nobody's going to be able to give it to you from the outside. And it's going to be something that you're always constantly missing. So I don't think that a man defines a woman. I feel that she defines herself. He affirms her. But she has to define herself. And sometimes there are a lot of, I don't want to say soul ties or generational things that go on and that repeat themselves. Sometimes family issues repeat themselves. And so you have that one person that says, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to do something different. And like I said yesterday, if you want things to be different, if you want a different result, you not only have to do things differently, but you got to change your mindset. Sometimes you got to look at yourself first and say, even in relationships especially, say, would I date myself? you got to look at it like that. Would I date me knowing everything I know about myself? Would I date myself? Would I marry myself? Are there things that need to be fixed or changed within me? And that's where you start. What about you, Tony? Go ahead, Treasure.
Now that's a good way. That's a good way to put it. But you know what I like. What you said was, you know, it's inside job. However, what plays a great catalyst to a lot of women these days is society. You know, the pressure to be someone, to be someone notable, to be seen. You know what I mean? And it's even more prevalent. And every day when you watch television, movies, let's face it, you know, if you balance the thing down to my race, the black race, we scarred because, first of all, every one of us, every female, most females is want to be European. So, you know, it's not even an internal thing. It's an outside job now. Everybody net their worth on outer appearance, what you wear on your back. You know, my shoes is red bottoms, the type of jeans that women wear all up their ass. You know, if you really feel secure, why are you wearing all that? Why are you doing all that? Why are you showing, why your breasts is busting out? Why you got to perm your hair? Why you got to wear weave to look European? Why? If it's truly like you're saying.
But the thing is people. Some people dislike it. You know, some people have that flamboyant attitude that comes from the inside where they just, boom, everything they do is bold. It's just wow. But it's them. That's how they are. They're like that every day. They don't, you know, they're not changing. They're not looking for anybody to change them. They're like, this is me, how Mary J. Blige say, take me as I am. I'm bold. I like, some people just like red bottoms. You know, some people like to have their hair because it makes them feel a certain way about themselves. I don't think so much that they do it for men, but there are, you are right, there are women that do that, but that's because, again, there's something missing on the inside where they need to receive that light from the outside. And even if they have affirmations from people around them on the outside, they're still never going to be satisfied because they haven't taken care of what needs to be taken care of inside of themselves for that to be possible. That's just my opinion.
I don't think like just listening to everything that everyone said, I don't think that it's really gender based at all, because everything you just said about the woman is the same thing that could be applied to the man. Men dress up for the woman.
Absolutely.
You know, it's everything. You know, it's all of that is the same. I don't think it's gender based. That's why my point is still individualism. I just think that, you know, woman is woman, man is man. But in the scale of statistics, in fact, you know, women might have a little, she might have that little nudge ahead of man. Because, I mean, if when we start speaking like we're speaking, it seems like we're saying that man is absent of insecurity, like as if man won't dress up to look a certain way. Only woman will. So, I don't, you know.
But
that's
my
opinion.
But I have a different spin on it, but before I say that, I also like to ask Treasure a question after I put my spin on this. But sometimes you have young ladies that grow up without a father figure in the house. You know, they may have mothers, aunts, or friends that don't have that male figure in the house. And sometimes those adult women are struggling to keep or get a man in the house, to define them, to give them stability. And sometimes kids growing up with, I need a man in order for me to be successful. I need a man in order for me to be whole. You know, you can put a different spin on it that way also, that they didn't grow up having a man, so they're growing up wanting a man, not necessarily in a relationship, but just to have a man in their life. That's my spin on it as I was listening.
I understand. It's many variables. When
they
talk
are
about as deep as this, You know,
absolutely.
I wrote in my piece in my first book, a boy without his mother is like a man without a country, but a girl without a father is like a woman without a universe.
Okay.
That's so prevalent. Speaking in regards to how important it is for daughters to have a male figure, just like you said, in their life, because if a father don't show their daughter love, unconditional love, you know,
mm-hmm.
showing her that you are the best, you know, you hug. He's showing her her worth. And as part, when a girl get older, she's going to compare the two. If this guy does not treat her in a same ballpark as a father, she automatically knows that, hey, my father showed me love, what love is. I can't mess with you. If you're going to give me even less than that, I want more. You know what I mean? It perpetuates into a downward cycle, a vortex of degradation, you know, the same old things, because I've seen a lot of girls, very low self-esteem, and I knew them. I used to deal with them. I used to use them. So I know. I used to search for those types. I won't lie, because they're easier. And I used to stay away from the girls with the, you know, who was sure of themselves or stuck on themselves and had that, you know, that gumption to stand up for themselves. Hey, I'm not going to hit that tonight, so let me go find something weaker.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know? That was my point.
So let me ask you a question, Treasure. Like, mm-hmm. with that scenario right there, what were the numbers like? As opposed to the weak and the strong.
Oh, it was more weak
for
than strong.
For your picks. For your picks.
For
like your personal picks. Like, see, I'm like when you make that decision right there, you make at some point you're shrugging. Like you said, like I ain't hitting this tonight. I'm out of here. So at some point you're just shrugging this off. So you already know. So by sight, by your own personal point, how many were strong and how many were weak? Not just by the weak ones that you took. Knowing, seeing the weak ones amongst the crowd, but just how many were strong and how many were weak?
Well, I'm just like any universal animal who's looking to, on a hunt, looking to eat. See, they're not going for the biggest. They're going to go for the ones they sure they can take down. And that was my male mentality. I'm going to go for the ones I can take down. It's just that simple. It was the pick and choose that she finds, the best, blah, 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 is whatever I can get. And it's a whole lot of telltale signs to figure those type of women out. You know?
Okay.
No, I'm far from that now. And I took my daughter every single one of them to look out for. And she did a good job.
Mm-hmm. Treasure, the phone lines are lit up.
Yeah, the phone lines are definitely lit up.
Everybody
wants to
talk
callers?
To Treasure Blue.
Are you ready to take some callers, Trash?
Come on, with it. You know my story.
Okay. I seen you. You've been holding for the longest, so I'm going to pick you right on up. 504-722, welcome to the clubhouse. You are live.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Who are we
hey,
speaking
it's
with?
Lanika. It's Lanika.
Hey, Lanika.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
what's
Lanika.
Good? How are you?
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay.
What's your spin on this?
I'm young, so people probably be like, I don't know what you're talking about, but no real woman don't need no man to define them because she, especially an independent one, which is what I am. And it's kind of stupid because they think a man could do anything, and really a woman could do the same thing as they do. Like, you go to work, a woman go to work. You take care of your kids, well, mostly. Most men I know take care of the kids, but it's kind of stupid in a way because men do stupid shit, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's
don't you think that a woman has to... Do you think that a woman have to get to that point in order to wade through the good and the bad ones to get to the point where you at and say that, oh, women don't need them? Didn't you have to make those mistakes first?
Mm-hmm. And I had another question for you, Treasure, because I be seeing you be going in on Facebook. I be like, do you have a problem with single mothers?
No, of course not. All my baby mothers are single mothers. So it's just that, you know, what I'm seeing a trend is, you know, I'm a single mother doing it all by myself. That's great and all, but the message that you're sending out, what are you sending out to the young girls? You perpetuate that in their minds so much, they automatically accept the fact that forget marriage. I'm going to be a single mother. You know what else? I don't care. Because they have options. And so I just think that it's just the wrong message to polarize. I'd rather see that single mother married in a three-family household, two-parent household.
Well, I agree and I disagree with you, Treasure, only because most of the time women become single mothers not of choice. And a lot of times, even as growing up as children, whether you're a male or a female, you only know what you're taught. And we give children verbal and nonverbal communication. So if a father is not there, if he is not doing his job, in his mind it's like, oh, well, it's better for the kids. But at the same time, you are teaching your sons and your daughters something. You're teaching them that when it comes down to your children, this is how you behave, or these are the things that you do. A lot of times, even with males, they got mommy issues, and you got some females that have daddy issues. Your father is your first example of what a male should be. He's your first introduction to men. So if he treats you a certain way, or if he doesn't treat you a certain way, you really don't know how a man is supposed to treat you, really. You have to go by example of what you see. And a lot of times there are not very good examples out there. You know, I was watching Oprah, and it talked about motherless sons, fatherless daughters. And it talks about whenever there's a parent that is absent, that child has a hole in their soul the size of that parent, which means that no matter what you feel in that child's life, you will never feel that particular void in that child's life for the absence of that particular parent. Now,
absolutely.
The thing is, when you become a single mother, yes, you want to be married. Yes, you want to do all those things, but you still have to do work on yourself. And
absolutely.
Know you. You got to know who you are, and you got to know whose you are before you can go out and say, I want to go on and get married. Because marriage is a whole nother ball game. It's a whole nother area that people are just doing all willy-nilly without understanding of what marriage is and what it should be. So I don't agree that being a single mother is a bad thing. You
okay,
know,
let me
I think
just
it's what question. You what you teach your children and the example that you have.
Let me ask you one question. Who are raising these horrible fathers? Single mothers. So it perpetuates once again. I'm just saying that the same men who are the horrible fathers, they're the very ones that being raised and taught by the
but
very
I'm not saying
mother.
They're horrible fathers. No, I'm not saying
okay,
they're horrible
fathers.
Fathers
who's not there, who's not doing their job. But these same
why don't they know how
fathers,
to do their job?
Okay,
why don't they know
the
how to do their
fathers,
job?
Understandable, but the same fathers are being raised by these same mothers.
But a woman can't teach a man how to be a man. Only a man can do that. So if a man is not showing these men how to do things, they're not going to know. So that means that a man himself has to go through trial and error on how to be a good father. Just like a woman has to go through trial and error on how to be a good mother.
It goes right back to what I was saying. Don't perpetuate single motherhood. Perpetuate strong family with two parents. So I'm saying exactly the same thing in what you want.
Let me just interject here for a second. I just want to say real quick, like, I don't think, like, when you just said about the father, that like the mother and the father, the mother and father thing with the father not being around. Like, I understand exactly what Treasure was saying about, you know, if it's these mothers that are ultimately raising these sons that are actually turning out to be what now these women are calling the deadbeat fathers. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is with what you said is that a woman can't teach a man to be a man to be a man, and a man can only teach a man to be a man. Let me just say, a male does not define a man, and that doesn't give teaching requirements to any male. There are some men out there of age that are just of age of being men that are males that can't teach another man how to be a man because they're not men themselves. So don't think that just because it's a male, like another, like, oh, if it would have been a male here, he would have knew better. Because there are some males that don't know better, even that are the age of men.
Okay. Well, Lanika, you done got it starting up in the clubhouse, girl.
Yeah, Lanika got us all off of the field.
Yeah, you done got us all off topic, and we're on a whole nother show now.
You know, Chad.
No, I mean, I think we're still on topic. It's still dealing with the definition of a man.
That's true.
It's still about defining a man.
Yes, absolutely.
And a woman.
Absolutely.
That's true. Lanika, we appreciate you calling in.
Yes, thank you very much
for
calling in.
All right.
Have a good night, hon.
All right,
enjoy the show,
Lanika. Yes, please stick with us. We're going to take our next caller, which is area code 347-872. You are live. Welcome to the Writing Clubhouse. Good evening. Who are we speaking with? Okay.
Hello.
347-872.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? Is this 347-872?
Microphone
okay.
Is lit up.
Yeah, it is. I guess they don't want to talk. Okay, we'll move right on to 424-832. Good evening. Welcome to the clubhouse. You are live. Who are we speaking with?
This Masterpiece.
Hey.
Masterpiece, Callie in the house. West Coast love. What's going on?
Hey, I was listening in on a conversation, and I disagree. I'm going to get into why a woman don't need a man to define them, but I fully disagree with Treasure on what he's speaking about these fathers on who's raising them, because I feel like if men would step up to the plate and be there for their son instead of walking out, then maybe men, real men, would have the ability to become what they need to become. So I feel like it's not all the mother's fault, because there are single mothers out here that have sons and they're playing both roles. Me, as a woman, I had just my mom and only my mom, and she played both roles and she played them well, you know, to my knowledge of what I know today. So it's not true. I mean, for most people it is, but it's really not true, you know. So I feel like a lot of people can take offense to that input, to that on how he put it. Because it's like basically putting it off on a woman. You know, a woman have it hard with a lot of things. And a lot of people don't see that, especially men. They don't see what us women have to go through on our own with these kids alone. So.
I totally agree with you. And never once did I say that a woman is doing a bad job. If it wasn't for the mothers, the women, where would the children be? So I praise my children's mother. I got three of them. And they held it down when I wasn't around. So therefore, you misinform on what I said. Number two, a mother cannot play both roles. She can only be a mother, and that's it. Okay?
But she can still beat her child.
It's very unfortunate that the father wasn't around. In any case, if the father died or whatever, a mother is always going to be just that, the mother. You know what I mean? And you're right, you know what I mean? I only wish that, you know, it could go both ways, which is the very thesis, the very premise in which I'm talking about. You know what I mean? It goes both ways. And believe me, I have four children, three different mothers, and I know the politics of relationships. I know I was the worst one. So it took me this long to really realize my wrongs and admit them. However, you know what I mean? When I thought I was the victim, I wound up being, I was really the wolf. But I had to come to believe that, and I also had to marinate and experience, become experienced in what's going on. And the fact of the matter is, it takes work. Relationship is an action word. It's a verb, a noun. It takes work. And if both is not willing to work on a relationship, it will fall apart. And because of the laws of this land, sisters, men do not get first choice, first dabs. The women do. So it's a natural progression. I promise you, if the laws of the land reversed and said, hey, the father got first dibs, it would be a whole lot of single fathers out here.
Right.
But I don't think, and falling back on what Peace was saying, I understand what she was saying when she said her mother did both jobs. Now I have a son, and before I got married, I was a single mother. I was a single mother for 11 years. Well, for 10 years. And I say I played both roles because when it came down to baseball, I was the coach. I was doing, I couldn't be the father, but I was doing the father's job. I don't think she meant as far as that the father is irrelevant, because both parents are more than relevant. You don't have to, I don't feel, you don't have to be together in a relationship to raise a child, as long as everybody plays their position and does what they need to do. But unfortunately, as adults, we get caught up in our own personal feelings. We get stuck in our feelings, and our kids seem to come after that. And, okay, you know, but I don't think she meant it like her mother replaced her father. Her mother just did both roles. She played the father's position by doing some of the things that he was supposed to do, you know.
Right.
And I think
that just taking care of the child. Can a father be a mother?
No, but he can do the role of a mother.
Look, I jumped all over that quick.
That's unfair.
That jumped on that quick.
That's unfair. If a father is
he can do the role of a mother, and there's a lot of fathers doing that.
Can he be a father? Both roles.
I feel like a father can teach his daughter the qualities and tell her the things that, you know, a girl is supposed to do and things like that.
So he's being a mother.
You're not saying he can't. There are a lot of single fathers out here.
You see how this is on the father list? A father could only be a father. And a mother could only be a mother.
True, but a mother can teach her son how a man is supposed to be.
How?
It's so to
and a father can
it's
teach
so to father.
His daughter. We're not
it's
saying
so
that he can't. It's just not many that do. Unfortunately, there's not
just
many
like
that
mama
do.
That's like my mom taught me what to expect from a man. With a man, how men, how they operate. Women know how men operate, how some men operate, because they're aware they have experience.
I think
I hear both sides, and I have to agree to disagree. Only a man can truly teach a young boy growing up, because I see with my, I have two sons and a daughter. This is just my opinion. I'm not saying anyone else is wrong. I see the things that my husband does with my sons that I know I cannot do. I would not even think to do. And on the flip side, he relies on me to teach my daughter to be a young woman, because it's not within him to teach her
Absolutely.
How to be a young woman. Just like it's
Absolutely.
Not within me, deep down inside,
Absolutely.
To teach my son to be a son. Okay? We do our part together, but we also have separate parts that we have to do and raise up these children. And
Absolutely.
That's just my opinion. I mean, everybody has true parts that they're saying, but bottom line, I can't be a man to teach my son to be a man.
Absolutely. So therefore, he cannot be playing both roles.
Yeah.
I just want to know if
they would. A baseball game doesn't make you a father.
Yeah, I want to know if they would run Alicia off
the field. It doesn't make
you
a father, but there are things that, no, there are things as a man that I cannot teach him, but there are characteristics of a man that I can teach him, you know. And that was how I felt, you know. Now I have a husband, and my husband teaches him, you know, what men are supposed to teach their sons and how you're supposed to maneuver and how you're supposed to do this. But, yeah, when it was baseball time, I was playing baseball. I was playing catch. I was out in the field and doing some of the roles that a man or a father is supposed to be doing. Now, I'm not saying that a father does not do that, because you have a lot of fathers that are, and there's not many, but there are some that are single parents, where they do their daughter's hair, they teach her how to do what she needs to do, they keep
right.
calm, they dressing, they doing this, they doing that, and it's not saying that he's teaching, he's trying to be a mother. He's doing what he has to do, and some
Absolutely.
Of that comes from pulling from that mother's role. And it's the same thing for a mother. You have to pull from that father's role, because you can't wait for a man to come around. There's certain things that you got to let them know, and certain
Absolutely.
Things you got to share with your children.
I totally agree. You know, just because you teach a dog how to fetch, that does not make you a dog.
Mm-hmm. But I think when you're saying that you, certain roles are just being forced upon you by default, it doesn't define who you are. But this is this Keith. We appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
You got
us calling
in,
Keith. You got us popping
yes,
over here.
Yes, thank you for calling in.
Even though
we appreciate
you. The define part, but I just wanted to get in on that. So thanks for bringing me in.
Thanks
for calling in, Keith.
Continue to enjoy the show.
Yes, please.
Enjoy the show, please.
Next caller is 347-261.
Hey, y'all. It's Sabrina again.
Sabrina.
I had to stop in and say vortex of degradation. Okay? Mr. Treasure E. Blue. I was like, there he go.
Right.
I love me some Treasure Blue.
I
want to call her and say hi to you. Hi, Treasure.
I admire your show myself. I just simply love you. Always have. First day.
Always have. Ever since I walked up to you and kissed you on your cheek. How you doing?
I love you too, baby. Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, we done veered off the subject, haven't we? The subject is, does a woman need a man to define her, right?
Right.
Yeah, we have to go to the genesis.
Absolutely.
We have to go to the genesis of it all.
I think that people are made to accentuate each other, just like the Obamas. That was brought up. I think that separately they might not be that much, but together they're very powerful.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
They're supposed to play off of each other. When you're
right.
weak, the other person has to be strong. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's your characters have to run neck and neck with each other. You know what I mean? That's what I think. I don't think uh-huh. that anybody needs anybody to define them. Some people feel like they want to be a mother and define their whole existence around being somebody's mother. You know what I mean? I don't think you need anything to define you. You are who you are. You were who you were when you were born. And anything else is like putting on a piece of jewelry to shine a little bit brighter. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Everything
yep.
else is like an accent mark on your in your personality and your life. I don't think that mm-hmm. you need anybody to define you. And that's just bringing it back to what we was originally talking about. Now,
yep.
the other stuff, I could weigh in on that, but y'all really don't want to hear what I got to say.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Mr. Brenda got some more nuggets for us. Uh-oh.
Hey, as long as we understand, it takes two.
It always takes two.
Absolutely.
You can't be in a relationship by yourself and fail.
Absolutely.
It'll fail every time. It takes two.
That's
in
true.
Anything you do, it takes more than one person unless you're just out in the world by yourself. And who really is?
Mm-hmm.
You're never by yourself in the world. No matter what you
never
do, there's always somebody else in the world with you.
That's right.
That's right.
So there you go. But this other stuff about men being fathers and women raising sons and stuff like that, you have to know your history to know where that came from. And, yeah, it all comes back to that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
White
mm-hmm.
people don't sit up and have this conversation, I don't believe. Especially maybe not as emotionally as we're having it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're defined by where we came from. Because as much as we want to overlook it, it's true. Women became, anybody who wants to be a parent is a nurturer. Whether it be a mother or whether it be a father, a parent has nurturing qualities. Not everybody's meant to be a parent. You know? And whether you're a deadbeat dad or you're into yourself, you know, blah, blah, blah. As far as guys growing up to be men that are deadbeat fathers, who raised them? Who says that every mother is perfect? Every mother does not instill in her child a great set of wisdom and rules to live by. Because ain't nobody perfect. You know what I mean? Sometimes you fall short.
Absolutely.
You can only treat your child what you know.
That's
right?
True. Absolutely. You only know what you're taught. That's right.
You
know
what a child's environment is.
Mm-hmm. I used to have a saying that a lot of single mothers grow up praising themselves, which you got every right to. Slander the pops and don't want the pops around because he ain't shit like that. And when they're young. But as soon as that boy or girl get into some real life trouble, the first thing that they're gonna push all the accolades that they used to have on themselves and blame it on the very person who was a shit and didn't want around, who never got the credit. You see
That's
what I'm
true.
Saying? Start
mm-hmm.
turning when it's convenient. You know, his father wasn't in his life. That's why he turned out like that. No, sister. You know, see, this is exactly why we go. I'm going right back to say it's better to have that cohesion of a two-parent household. Why propagandize, I'm a single mother doing all by myself? That's not good. That's actually going backwards. I'm pro staying together, having a family. So if I'm wrong about that, I don't want to be right.
No, you're right. You know, there's, you know, a definite method to, you know, what you're saying, but y'all, you know, men and women ain't never going to see eye to eye on certain things because
Absolutely.
We think too different. We think too different. Women are emotional and men are analytical. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
A man, you know, I understand what you're saying,
Treasure.
That's
your definition of man, Sabrina?
What? Analytical? Check this
I'm
out, Aaron.
With you.
Check
I'm
this
just
out.
With you.
Men are easier than women. That's what I write about. My main characters are men because they easier. But
and my main characters are women.
Yeah, so there you go. You know?
But women,
you know, women
have
give
multiple layers. I think that's what she's saying.
She's
saying that men are easier because they only have a certain amount of layers, but women, we got multiple.
I'm not saying that. Yeah, clear
what
that
I'm
up.
Saying.
Stop your publicist, Sabrina.
What I'm saying is that women are more emotional. Women, you're quicker to get a reaction out of a woman. You know what I mean? So if she got to thump her chest And this is where it comes from, a bad place. You know what I mean? If you got to thump your chest to say to some dude, hey, look, I could do this without you. I don't need you. You messed up my life, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? I'm a single mother. I could do it all by myself. You go on with your, you know, other girl and whatever you're doing. You know, women do that. Women get all caught up in their emotions and their chest up. Men sit back and say, well, you know, I just want to see my kid. I don't know why she beefing.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Some men.
I don't know, I'm not saying all men.
That was a blanket statement.
I think that was a blanket and a sheet and two comforters, because I just think it's what's going on.
Because
if,
you said she got a blanket and two comforters.
Yeah, because if dude come to the crib and she like, yo, ain't nothing going on over here, and then he come to the crib to see his kid and somebody sitting up in there with size 12 Tims, but they off and he got the socks on, he chilling, it might be a whole nother reaction from the man too. And then
yeah,
I just generally think that men honestly, to just my point of view, I think actually men will react quicker than I think you'll get a quicker reaction out of men. I think a woman's reaction will be more long term and more well thought out. Process of time. I think
men,
a man might punch you in your face right now. I think a woman might poison you later.
Okay, that's good. But you know what? A man is will probably get a bigger reaction out of a man when you threaten his ego, and you'll get a bigger reaction out of a woman when you threaten her heart.
A woman's heart is her ego because of the way she thinks. Remember, we back on this emotion.
Exactly,
thing.
Exactly, because women are ruled by the emotion.
Yeah.
You know,
that's another way to look at it.
I don't speak half cock for the simple fact that everything that every one of these women spoke on the phone or one of the hosts, I've done, and I was guilty of. I was horrible. However, I saw the light. I made amends, and I'm still playing catch up. But then again, that does not take away from my experience.
Mm-hmm.
See it. You know what I mean? I'm pro-mothers. Like I said again, if it was not for my children's mothers, I don't know where my children would be. They did a damn good job when I wasn't there, when I was running around effing up in the street. I had to come to the realization of that. You know? But that does not take away from my experience and how I see it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, but that goes back to what I was saying originally. You wanted different results, and you made mistakes, but you chose to do things differently. So yes, you might see yourself as playing catch up, but at the same time, your kids may see it as you right on time. So it just depends because you know. Everybody has to go through something to be who they need to be.
Exactly.
I'm not, you know, that you have to go through something to be who you need to be. The downfall is if you never learn from your mistakes and you never evolve and change your mindset and change the way you do things. And that comes with growth. You have growth. You can look back at yourself 5 years ago and say, that's not me. You know, so I commend you because you say you see your growth. And you like, I know what I didn't do, but now that I see differently, I want to do things differently. And I've changed my mindset, so I know that I might have a little more work to do than their mama did. But I'm willing to do that work. And in your kids' eyes, you just may be right on time.
And he also was able to admit that, you know, where he was wrong at. You can't fix nothing until you see where you was wrong at.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But we had our phone lines are hopping. But
so y'all go ahead. And I'll talk to y'all later.
She done took us over to the moon and back around the sun.
I'm sorry. I'll leave y'all alone for tonight.
No sorry necessary.
No, Miss at all.
And all right. Absolutely.
All right. Everybody
hey,
have a good night.
Chat room. Good night, Miss Sabrina. I want to shout out the chat room.
Yes,
we
good
got
night, Sabrina.
Dee Dee Hint,
good
who
night.
Has chimed in on the topic. She had a lot to say. First, she says that people fill the roles that they must. It might not be the role that they want, but more often than not, it's the role that they're given. So I definitely agree with that. But then she chimed in on the spot. DV Hint.
I believe that's a male, actually. But God, I might
that's
be wrong.
Male?
I can't see I can't see the chat room. I can't see the chat room. But you know, don't listen. I mean, I believe it is. But yeah.
Well, male or female chimed in, and also chimed in on the fathers and said perhaps if the fathers was around, the story would be different. They're not defending being happy about being a single parent, but no one can doubt that if a man sticks around, the children are certainly better off. Absolutely agree. And I apologize if you are a male, but I absolutely agree.
If it's a male or female, that's a truth. That's, I agree also. But before we bring in another caller, Treasure, I'd like to ask you a question, if I may. This is Tony. Do I have Treasure with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure the call wasn't dropped. You've been deemed as a very controversial author due to your advice that you give and warnings on publishing that you put out on Facebook. And I'm sure we have a lot of up-and-coming authors or new authors out there that would be interested in your answer to this. But some say that it's love and some say that it's hate. But for our listeners, can you explain why you advise the way you do as far as publishing?
Well, straight like that, when I came in, I received help. I was saved from some perils. And these gentlemen did it to me for free, Shannon Holmes and Anthony White. I was about to make the biggest mistake of my life by giving an unscrupulous publisher my manuscript, and it would have changed the course of Treasure Blue's life. And over the years, I started hearing the same thing over and over, new authors getting beat, and this is before. Now let's get the record straight. Way before these evil heroes and companies popping up like that, I was helping out authors from the subsidy press, you know, Publish America and all these other things like that. They was getting screwed. And I was hearing about this by the father. I helped them get out of those contracts and helped them all start the group and things like that. So this Treasure Blue has been doing this way before these publishers start beating these uneducated authors. And because I'm known, I hear it more than anyone else. Any of you guys ever heard it from hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of authors that they made the biggest mistake, that they lost their money, they got robbed? I, unfortunately, have. And so if this is hate, right, if I'm hating, okay, it's not true. If I'm hating or if I'm wrong, listen now, me and you, publisher who's being accused and an author who's saying that something is wrong here. They won't do it for the simple fact I know too much. Bebo know too much. I know all the inner workings, the scams, the underhand. I know all that. You know what I mean? I still say if I could have been the richest, most hated publisher in the world if I decided and I had the heart, the gumption, to take food out of an author's mouth. I can't do that.
Right.
I fought many of these authors, publishers, in the game today, taught them, who was clueless of e-books or anything like that. But guess what? When they persevere, start doing their things, and I'm preaching the very same things that I taught them, I'm a better guy because they're doing it. So therefore, if people think logic, if truth is controversial, you know, then hey, that's on them. If I say one and one is two, how could you say I'm controversial if I say two?
How?
Maybe in which the manner I say it, and maybe in maybe because I'm one of the few authors who are not afraid. I'm not a weak man. Never been.
Right.
You know what I mean? Never been that way. And I do mine from the heart. I never received a dime. And I help hundreds upon hundreds of authors on a daily basis. And I received a grand total of 0 cents.
So I got a question for you guys.
If your mother, your sons, daughters want to get into this business, who do they want to learn from? Me or a publisher?
I bring them right to you, Mr. Blue.
There you go. It's a no-brainer when you dismiss all the undercurrent thoughts. It's a no-brainer. I don't want sex from these women. I don't want nothing from you. And maybe that's hard to believe. But check my resume. I guarantee you there's more people who love me and small-minded authors and publishers who got something to lose who hate me. So your choice. Pick one.
I got a question for you, Treasure Blue. Because you did say that you have to have you do what you do because you have the experience. But if you could go back to, what was it, 2002 or 2004, if you could go back to yourself at that time, what would you change? What would you do differently knowing what you know now?
I wouldn't do a damn thing, but the only downfall, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm probably the one author who lost more money. There's any authors in the business, I'm still screaming, research. I lost hundreds of thousands of dollars because of people stole it from me. Family, partners in my business, agents, dumb things that I did to trust distributors, giving them 3,000 books of mine and expecting to get it back, and they sold it, gone. I lost more than any of these cats. But I'm still standing there with my middle finger in the air and saying, F you, research.
Well, guys, you heard it straight from Mr. Blue's mouth. And
Research.
Absolutely.
Research. That's right. The three only recommendations I've given this business to all new authors is three things: research, and more research. That's it.
Sounds like good advice to me. Felicia, we have to.
And Nene always says that too. She always says you gotta know your craft. You gotta research, and that's true. Now, Treasure, we gonna do a little something different right now. We're gonna give away some books. You wanna help us give away some books?
But of course.
All right, pick a number, Treasure Blue. Pick a number between 1 and 10.
1 in 10?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
7, of course.
You said 10, of course?
7.
7. Okay. Treasure picked 7, and I pick number 3. So the 3rd caller and the 7th caller, you will get a free copy of Tainted. The 3rd caller and the 7th caller will get a free copy of Tainted. Let's go to the phone.
So now is the time for y'all to be pressing y'all ones. I see some people are already pressing their ones.
That's right. Let's press those ones, people.
I'm going to start at the top.
The 3rd caller?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to start at the top of the list. Whoa, the light. Okay, 570.
Yes.
570-540. Hello.
Hello.
Evening. How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome to the clubhouse. What's your name and where you calling from?
This is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
Yes.
How you doing,
hey.
Keisha?
I just called to listen in. I said free books. I pushed. You know, I got tainted. You know, I got the book twice over. So if I'm 7-3, I give it to the next person.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm glad you definitely supporting us by listening.
I had to listen.
Your time.
Yeah, and I do agree with Treasure. Research and research. Everything you do, it should be researching.
Hey, Keisha.
Yeah.
And do you, Keisha, do you feel that a woman needs a man to define her?
Oh, no, not at all.
Not Keisha.
Not at all.
Not Keisha.
I think not me. No man define me. We can define each other together, though.
That's right.
Can do it. You know, I believe in 100% the table. We both got to bring something. He can, you know, when he down, I'll lift him up, and when I'm down, he can lift me up. But you should never know who you are when you come to that table.
That's right.
That's
deep. So sometimes the king needs to sit down, you know, let the queen go ahead and do her thing. You know, you got to find your place to be happy in it. That's how I feel.
That sounds like three things.
Well, thank you so much for calling and supporting
us. Yes, we definitely appreciate you sharing your time.
Yes, I'm doing, a great job. I had to listen in, had to jump in real quick so I could hear your voice.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Well, we thank
yes,
you for
thank
supporting
you.
Us.
Uh-huh.
Have a good
let's
evening.
Go, let's push
and please continue
yes,
to
y'all.
Listen.
Enjoy the show, Keisha.
Okay.
We looking for caller
okay.
number 3 and caller number 7. You will get a free tainted.
That
new book by Ms. Nene Capri. That's right.
We got a call of 504. I think I know who this is. 504-722.
Hello.
Hello, Lanika. You
oh,
back.
I got that book already.
Okay, that's a
everybody
good thing.
Everybody look how tainted. All right, that's a good thing.
That's good. That is a good thing.
Yeah, now you gotta let everybody know why they should run out and go get it right now after we give them these giveaways.
Because Nene is the best. That's why.
That's right.
Say it loud, Lanika.
No, I'm tired right now.
Okay, we're gonna let you. We're gonna
well,
let you get back. I ain't even gonna disturb
right.
you no more.
Okay.
Remember that number, Debo.
Nah. This the next caller. The next caller is number 3 right here. The next caller is 214-202. Good evening. How you doing? Welcome to the clubhouse. Who are we speaking
Hello?
With?
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome
Hi,
to the clubhouse.
This is Macy Brown out of Dallas, Texas.
Shout out to Texas. The Lone Star State.
Welcome to the clubhouse.
Hi,
Welcome
you guys.
Welcome to the clubhouse. You have just won a copy of Tainted.
Wow, thanks.
Yes, Macy Brown. Good people's right there.
All right. How are
Miss
you, Treasure Blue?
Hey, how you doing,
Brown.
My sister? How you doing?
I'm just wonderful.
Beautiful.
So what is your take
you say
on while we have you on the phone?
Nah, that's not V. Brown.
That's
Macy Brown.
Oh,
yeah.
Macy Brown. How you doing,
Macy? The phone was breaking up.
Am I the only one who know who you is tonight, Macy?
What's going on?
Yes.
How you doing, Macy? You hear me, Macy? How you doing?
I'm just wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. I'm glad. Good to hear your voice.
Great. Wonderful. Hey, I just had to tune in and almost missed your show because I got another one at 7:30. So I had to hop on here and listen to you guys.
But thank you. We'll be glad
yes,
you called
please.
In, Macy.
Oh,
yes,
yeah. Great show.
Tune in with us.
Great show. I'm enjoying it. Trust me. I'm enjoying
please
it.
Please tune in with us every Wednesday because this is right where we be at. We be right here.
And Sunday.
I sure
yes,
will.
Sunday, too. And
I
we
just
always...
A few minutes ago, about 20 minutes ago, I caught you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm glad you're
yeah.
sharing your time with us. See, and you caught us right on time because you won a book.
Wow.
That's right.
Awesome.
You won a copy of Tainted.
So you
got to
come back and
I'm
let
gonna...
us know how you like the that's, book.
That's awesome. Treasure, you know I love to read, but most of all, I love to support.
Yes, she do.
Yes, she do, for sure. That's true.
Out of that twice.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Definitely. Now, Macy, we want you to hit We want you to hit Nene Capri's inbox with your email so she can get you that book.
I sure will, guys.
And if you're not her friend, send her a friend request. She cool peoples.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Always an open door policy with Boss Lady.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you sharing your time.
Sure, sure, sure. And I'll keep supporting you guys, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, please. Thank
you.
Have a good one. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Enjoy
Have a good
evening. Enjoy the show.
Sure will. I'm enjoying it. Thank you.
Okay. Good night. You're welcome, sweetie.
Good night.
Good night.
See you guys.
So we have
next caller.
Our next caller
is... this is 424-832.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, 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 you in the clubhouse?
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, Masterpiece.
Masterpiece again. See, you stuck on. Now you like, I ain't hanging out till I get my point off. Like, I'm going to get back in here one way or the other.
Yeah, I wanted to, because I posted in Writing Royalty, on what define means, and it means to, specify something. So basically when you specify something, you're identifying exactly what you want. So in my eyes, I know that I don't need a man, and that proves just with my life and my actions, that's how I show it. So you as a person, I feel you should know what makes you happy, what you want, what you desire, and a man just adds on to that when, you get involved with someone. So that's my opinion, and I just wanted to get that out there.
You was that serious, too. You was like, yeah, I'm coming right back in on the book segment and all that. Like, I'm getting pissed off. I know you already got that tainted, though.
Oh, yeah, I got it. I got that on Kindle.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, I got it. So everybody who don't got it better get it. Trapping, get that in. It's
yes.
Fire.
That's right. Got to get that tainted.
Trapping.
Thank you for calling back in, Masterpiece. Continue to listen to the show.
Yes, please. Okay. See, you have got your thing off. Don't hang up on us now.
I'm not.
For real.
I got a quick question. Maybe you ladies
hold up.
Define this.
Let's give out a book.
Okay. Hold on, Masterpiece. We're going to come back to you. Treasure got a question for you.
I just was thinking of something or talk about, defining the woman, whatever. But is it, it's the woman that chooses her mate?
I'm not agreeing with that.
a woman has to accept you. Men cannot pick a woman. Only women pick their mate. That's in the animal kingdom and the human kingdom.
Absolutely not. I'm definitely not co-signing that. I'm walking right off the lot on that one. Like, you getting the Ferrari?
You better do the research on this one, because the woman exclusively choose the man.
That's how 201 wants to come in.
That's
how 201 wants in.
Okay. Yeah, we got to bring it. We got to bring
it. I just want to just to make sure I understand the question. You're saying, is it for the woman to choose the mate? Is that what your question is?
Yes, women exclusively choose their mates.
Okay,
There's some cultures that do that, but this America, Jack.
No, this America, Jack.
It's a boss lady.
Will you guys hang up?
I hear
Nene Capri.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Boss lady in the house.
How y'all doing?
Hey, boy.
Hey, Nene.
What's going on? I'm just sitting back here listening. I just have to say, firstly, thank you, Treasure Blue, for coming on the show. I'm always honored to be in your presence, whether it's physically or, you know, online, or if we get a chance to hear your voice on the phone. You have done phenomenal, phenomenal things in this industry, knocking down barriers and doors so that, you know, people like myself can write and can have an avenue and a venue to get to readers. And we thank you for making those sacrifices so that authors, new authors, can come in. They really don't even understand the sacrifices that you have made for them to even put author in front of their name. And I encourage all new authors to, you know, check the track record of those that came before you and pay homage as much as you can, because it wasn't always easy to one click. You know, people like Treasure Blue had to pop the trunk and try to sell books. I think Aaron mentioned it before, where authors basically almost had pages stapled together trying to get, you know, readers to read our work, to respect our genre, and you know, so that we can even say that we are street lit or urban lit or whatever it is. So we do thank you. My hats are always off to you, Treasure Blue. And, you know, I thank you for, you know, everything that you have done for the craft. I really do. I thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate that. So with that said, I agree.
I certainly think you sound me, so I'm just going to sit back. You sound me, and I thank you. You can sound like a puppy like me, but she just did.
I'm honored. But I agree. I will say I agree with what Treasure just said about the woman choosing the mate. And like he mentioned with nature, if you want to be wise, you must look at nature and see what it's doing, because nature is the only one that does not disobey the natural order of things. you do.
I'm reading what I've been reading.
Yes. Yes, and it's the truth. I mean, even if a man approaches a woman, the woman knows within the first few seconds of seeing him whether she's going to talk to him, whether she's going to sleep with him, whether she's going to go home. Whatever the case may be, she actually makes that choice in accordance to what his peacock feathers look like. You know, you even have most males in the animal kingdom, they have the brightest feathers, they have the most rituals, and they are the, you know, the stronger ones for putting the essence out there. But ultimately, it's the woman that has to pick up what they are putting down.
I've been telling them.
I don't think.
Yes,
it's the truth. I don't think that a woman needs a man to define her. I think that there are qualities in both woman and man that become enhanced when you meet with a kindred spirit. It is the same way if you hook up with someone whom is not correct. You also take on tainted characteristics. You take on that sickness, because when a woman and a man exchange things, especially when it is sex involved, there are fluids, there are emotions, there is blood that is transferred back and forth. That's why you have to be careful who you are with and who you choose to share those things with, because you take on that person's characteristics, their thoughts, their personalities, their very DNA, that strand. So you have to be careful who you are with. Enhancement is what you have to look at doing when you hook up with anybody, when you connect with anyone. You have to look at, what do I have and what do you have, and how can we put those two things together to build, to grow, to move forward, to make something, to create, which is what it is for. It's for creation. If you are not creating, if you are not blooming, if you are not moving forward, then, no, neither one can define the other. It cancels everything out. So, go ahead.
That's a good word right there. Cancel. For real.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
Coco in here dropping knowledge.
To piggyback off that, you know, in life, I guarantee you that women turn down men a million times to a man's 10. If a woman came up to you and said, yo, you want some? 9 times out of 10, the man going to take it. But a woman, she's not going to open her legs to any man that come along and say she's fine. No, that's not nature. So therefore, goes back to my point. A woman chooses her mate exclusively.
I feel like y'all swiping the wrong credit card or y'all entering the wrong PIN number. It's one or the other, because, like, I mean, I definitely understand that there are definitely cultures where that happens. They have total rituals, the dancing going on, woman passing things off. The man who get it is the one she picked. It's fly, it's sexy, it's all that. However, the man always has the same choice that the woman has. Like, as if
absolutely
a man,
not.
If a
absolutely
woman, if you're sleep, because I done turned down women. I done turned down women. And the
you
people
turned them down.
And
but they turned you down, too.
Yo, women have to meet a certain criteria to even be with me. Okay,
that's
I have
you.
The same standards. The way
they
y'all saying it's
people.
Like a man doesn't have standards. That's crazy to me.
No. We're not saying that they don't have standards. We're not saying that there are no standards. And we're not saying that there is not something set in place that is like sometimes what you call an unspoken code. However, at the end of the day, even the woman who has all the characteristics, who has all the sexy, who has all the knowledge, who has everything that you want in a woman, you're not going to get her unless she wants you to have her. So she is still going to select you as her mate.
And vice
and if
versa.
You look, but listen, if you even look like, okay, we're going back to nature, and you look at who is the king of the jungle, and you have the lion, everyone must choose him. Even the other mates, the other males in there must choose him. But all those women have to choose whether or not they want him to lead. Is he smart enough? Is he strong enough? Can he hunt good enough? What is it that
Thank
he can
you.
Do for us that's going to enhance the next generation? So,
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, because guess what? Do you know that lions, since you because you brought them up specifically, do you know that lions – will go in and take over another lion's pride, and the women will have no choice but to follow? That's nature.
No. If you have watched National Geographic, you will also see how the lion can also move in, and he will get jumped by every lioness because she will protect the pride. That's what she does. She protects the pride. So you must watch nature very carefully.
Yeah, because that lion who infiltrates that pride is going to kill her children. So she has every interest to fight to the death, Bebo.
Listen, I understand that happens in very, very rare cases. Rare. See, that's rare in nature. That's rare when the lions will fight to protect the pride will fight to protect the other lion until he faces defeat. And then they like, yo, we done. Like, we rolling with him.
And it's the same way when you show up.
That's a different kind
of
choice. That's a different kind of choice, Nene. That's like pimping.
No. Aaron, by the time you show up wanting what you want, she has already decided that the other lions do not meet her standards. So, therefore, you actually win by default because she decided that she wanted you. After you approached her, because you said already that you already put it out there into the universe of what you want, so the universe will bring it to you. So it's all a matter of not whether she's going to accept what you're putting down.
That
I like
the
way
you
put that.
Let me tell people this and he'll understand it. Remember the Mac, when Goldie told Pretty Tony, your ish chose me. You know the game.
Exactly. Now listen. Now, that's exactly what I was about to say to you and Nene. Number one, Nene, let me get to you first. And let me just say this. We're just going to agree to disagree on this because you're not going to agree with me and I'm not going to agree with you. However, let me just say this.
Well, I agree with Aaron, and that's not often.
let me just say this. When the lion does come to take over the pride, Nene, he does not approach the pride, the women. First, he approaches the male, and so the only way that she can make a conscious choice that she's choosing him is after the confrontation with the other male, and she sees the outcome.
While she's watching that outcome,
she's making that choice. Like, okay, he's clearly going to be
the
winner.
What's the chances of any mother who is going to accept the man who coming to kill her children?
Pit bulls do it all the time. Now, don't play with me. I done breeded them. I done breeded them. I done raised them. They do it all the time.
But when he comes over there, Aaron, and he wants to approach the man, I promise you he was looking at the women before he got over there, because he's not coming over here to take over the male.
But he didn't communicate
with him,
though.
He's coming to defeat the male so that he can take the women. He wants to have them, and they are going to give off signals that he can be able to do that. He
no.
has to study the whole situation. He has to study the whole situation. He doesn't just look at the man.
Look,
y'all got the chat room in an uproar. Y'all got the chat room in an uproar because Tiana has spoken.
She thinks
women settle instead of pick. Women settle instead of pick. Y'all got the chat room all in an uproar.
You know what I'm saying? That's right back to the same scenario with the lion. They're settling because they have no choice.
I'm going to agree with Kiana on the fact that a lot of women settle because they don't have good picks. You know, if you go to the grocery store every time and you really, really, really want fruit and it's always wilted, sooner or later you're just going to get the wilted fruit. Yes, a lot of women will settle. They will settle. But I'm from here. If you know your worth, if you know what it is that you want, and you do not bend, you can't bend. You have to be able to put certain things out there that says, I will not bend, I will not compromise. You know, I'd rather be by myself than be mistreated. You know, that's just me personally. I have no problem with being celibate. I have no problem with saying to myself, because I'm not settling. I refuse to do that, you know. But a lot of women will settle because the picks ain't right. I mean, we spoke a couple of weeks ago about how a lot of our men, good men, are either behind the wall with football numbers, you know what I'm saying? They're being murdered in the street at an alarming rate, you know what I'm saying? Or they're in another situation where they're not looking for women. So a lot of women have to settle, you know what I'm saying, in order to be with somebody. Some people can't be alone. I don't have no problem with being alone. There's a difference between being alone and being lonely. So you have to be able to know yourself and know your worth and know, you know what I'm saying, what you can take and what you cannot take.
That was
it. She's right.
I was going to answer Treasure's original question. I can weigh in on, this is Tony, Treasure. I can weigh in on both sides, because there's a good book that I love that says, he who chooses a wife chooses a good thing. Okay, to go back to what Bebo was saying. But on the flip side, the night I met my husband, I wasn't looking for it. But when I saw him, true story, when I saw him, I told my girlfriend who I was with, he's going to be my husband one day. And
you chose him.
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm.
But I mentally chose him, but I didn't speak it. I just let it take its place. But I do believe that I have to agree with Bebo. I must be delirious tonight, but I do have to agree with Bebo as far as a man chooses a woman.
No, oh, I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying exactly that.
What I'm saying is, once again, what I'm saying, my whole point is it's always down the line. See, people be taking nature. Nature's nature, just like y'all keep saying. It's down the line. It ain't gender-based. It's not gender-based. A man has a choice. A woman has the choice. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's the fine line.
Yo, how many men love Beyonce or Halle Berry or anybody like that?
And how many men love Angela from the 7th Floor in the Projects? Like, knock it off, Treasure.
Pineapples.
Aaron, you go to your corner and try your food over to your side.
All right, we got another caller.
Yo,
nah, you know what? I already know who this is. I'm about to bring this caller in.
Bring him in.
Bring him in.
614-446. Good evening. How are you? Okay.
Hey.
They must got their joint on the mute.
Hey. They probably got my joint on you, Aaron. Hey, it's Kiana. What's up, everybody?
Hey, baby.
Kiana, you have won a copy of Tainted.
I have Tainted, so give it to somebody else.
See?
Okay.
Point.
That's real reason.
Yeah.
Right
here. Kiana, yeah, don't be playing.
What's poppin'? Is it? Can I curse?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Heavy
D. Okay.
Heavy D said don't curse.
It's treasure.
You know you in the hip-hop.
What's that treasure? Right. It's just treasure, bleep, bleep, blue. What's up, treasure?
And skip it is.
What's going on? Hey, Nene. Hey, Aaron.
Good,
baby.
I'm
hey,
good.
Aaron.
I'm having a ball tonight.
What's good, Kiana? Yo, I'm glad Kiana called in because Kiana going to go ahead and get y'all a dose of this realness, man. Go ahead and tell them what it is, Kiana.
Aaron,
I already know. I already know she called in with the real.
No, we do settle. As women, we do settle, and it's a shame. We always like, and we also like the people that don't like you. You got to learn to love the ones that love you. Love who loves you.
That's right.
Stop chasing after people that don't want to be bothered with you.
Mm.
Stop doing that. That's a tough thing to learn, but eventually you'll get it.
Yes.
And all I want to say, Aaron, is it's the year of the side chicks still.
Side chicks is winning. What?
What did you say, Aaron? Side chicks is winning?
Side chicks is winning, yo. I mean, people be getting upset. If you're a wife or if you're in a committed relationship, this may not have nothing to do with you. But this is real.
It might still have something to do with you.
It might. It could possibly. But you know what? I'm going to tell you. Side chicks is winning. You know what the one thing that amazes me? Seriously, I just got to say this.
Tell us.
When all the women who are in these committed relationships are sitting there cheering Olivia Pope and Mary Jane on all night, and then the next day I make a post and say side chicks is winning, and they start throwing apples at me.
Because they only want the side chick to win at somebody else's house. They want her to win at somebody else's house. But if she end up at your door, you won't be cheering. I promise you that.
Hey, listen, don't be cheering her on, because when you cheer her on, know what that says to me? Side chicks is winning. So when I say it, don't get upset, because I'm still hearing your applause in my ears. That's where that's coming from. When you cheering on Olivia Pope and Mary Jane and Shorty from next door that you know your man sleeping with, but you just ain't said nothing yet. When you doing that, that's when I'm saying side chicks is winning. Don't get upset at me.
I don't think that when they're cheering on Olivia Pope or Mary Jane that they're cheering on sidekicks. I think they see over and beyond that. I think they're cheering on them as far as their professional and what they're standing for. I don't believe that everyone is cheering on the fact that you're sleeping with a married man. So when you're cheering on these characters, I think people are seeing above and beyond just that fact. Because they're more than that
Absolutely
person.
Absolutely not, Tony. That's Tony.
No, that's not Tony. That's Lisa. We be knowing. Absolutely not.
I'm going to tell you why. First of all, right, what was the number one thing that everybody was talking about last week with Mary Jane? And only thing that everybody was talking about was how she was like, yo, don't be propping up no pillow to give your man fellatio. That was the highlight of the show. And who was she informing that? The wife. Like, yo, the wife be getting lazy with it. Like, yo, the wife be getting lazy with it.
I'm
watching the next day.
Well, I'm the wife, and I ain't lazy, so.
See? That's what I heard Rod saying the next day.
I'm the wife, and I ain't lazy.
I
don't need it, though.
I heard Rod saying that the next day till I said side chicks was winning. Then they got mad.
Kiana done called her in.
No, come on, call me once. We need to go in 75-94.
Wait a minute, Kiana done got everybody to throw their pillows out the window. They're like, damn these pillows.
Aaron, I be trying to tell them. We be knowing. We be knowing.
For real.
We be knowing.
Come on, man.
It's cool.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Know how you stop side chicks from winning? You be the wife and the side chick. Get your thing together. You got to get your thing together. Because as long as you despising the side chick, you might be a wife that's losing. You got to pick up her traits and characteristics and work that same magic and be like, you know, Merlin the magician.
But you have to, though. She vests it.
Vested in what, though?
I mean, even as a wife, even if you vested, I always...
And my mother told me this, and I still believe this. I don't care who it is. Shouldn't nobody do nothing for your man that you cannot do. If somebody is doing something that you can't do for your man, I don't care who it is, the mama, the auntie, the daughter, whoever, you better learn how to do it. Shouldn't nobody be able to do nothing for your man that you cannot do yourself.
For real.
If he want to upside down around the corner, you better learn how to get it.
Treasure, you know this as a man. You know this. Let a shorty start playing. We'll go to mama house on Sunday and get something to eat. Or it's like, it's nothing. Somebody will be gone. You go right to another woman. You got to have your thing together. When you're in a committed relationship, you got to have your brooms and your mops in all the right closets and be ready to jump in your janitor uniform at any time and be ready to put in that work. And the same thing for the husband, too. Again, it's not gender-based because women, it's side chicks, and then it's dudes over there that's killing your wife behind your back, too.
You ain't lying.
You know,
they that's right. They waiting. You know. They waiting for him to leave for work. Thomas, he ain't doing that right. He messing up, and I'll be right here. I'm just going to plan.
I'm going
to give her shoulders a lay on.
It's definitely not gender-based. I'm not gender-based with it. I just see side chicks breaking through the ribbon at the finish line a lot quicker and more frequently.
Wow.
Man. But well, you know what's funny is everybody jumped on Gabrielle Union because she said that D-Wade was creeping because she wasn't completely doing her job. And I agree that that's what Gabrielle Union
said.
Gabrielle Union, she was saying that she works and she wasn't there when he needed her to be there. And I agree with her, but then at the same time, I don't agree because loyalty is loyalty. And to me, loyalty comes before temptation.
I'm going to tell you something. Loyalty comes, you know what comes before temptation and loyalty?
Right.
And how you even get to love?
Right.
Respect.
Same thing she just applied to that situation. Nah, love, understanding. She understood what she messed up at. Before you get the love of any of that, you got to have that understanding before you say, I do, or anything else. She understood. She recognized her shortcomings. Just, you know, let's swallow that and let's not try to prep it up and put her back in the prom dress. She gave it up, and that's it. We're going to live with that. She knew
right.
She messed up.
Yeah, it is.
She said, I left the door open for the side chick to come in. I left him. Vulnerable somewhere. Here he is.
How we know he ain't calling her when Miami winning all these games and he happy? He like, y'all want to spend these times with you, these moments with you. And she's like, oh, yeah, I can't. And he's like, okay. He's like, all right.
But at the same time, it's still understanding. At the same time, it's still understanding. If you know that your woman is normally there for you, in your corner, and now that she's working or whatever it is that she is doing, it's still no excuse because cheating is a choice. You make a choice to cheat. There may be elements that idea in your head or make you lean to the left or lean to the right, but it's still a choice that you have to make. You still are making a choice. I don't care what she laying out.
Yeah, but it's
just
different.
Butt naked in the middle of the room. You still got a choice.
Yeah, but it's a difference from a man that wears a leash and a man that wears a collar.
Boom.
You know what I mean? Like, he's not a dog. He wasn't dogging her. He said she admitted she was neglecting him. It's the difference between a man that wears a leash and a man that wears a collar. Don't confuse the two.
Wow, that was heavy, wasn't it?
What? They both had a choice either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he wasn't dogging her. He wasn't dogging her.
Before we
run
out of time, y'all are doing
a
fabulous
loyal
job.
Either.
Thank you, Tiana.
We appreciate
you. Thank you, Tiana.
We definitely appreciate you calling in.
And we
y'all are
your
all
show.
In trouble. Kiana, they
thank
got us
you.
All riled up over here.
Right. Look, Kiana, we make sure we tuned in on Tuesday. We be sitting right there trying to get y'all show.
Yes.
So, yes,
thank
y'all doing a phenomenal job as well.
Yes, and it's good that all these shows are circulating so things could, you know, literature could be getting out there and we could be getting connected and we could connect more with the people and everybody could get to know each other better. Because sometimes you need that offline thing, a little voice to make it a little bit more personal, that much more personal, rather.
Yes. agree.
Yo,
yeah.
Can I just say my last thing? Because not only am I an author, I'm a hustler. I have a new book out, Mad Humper, you know,
yes.
The Cookie Candy Tale, only 99 cents. Go cop that. That's my duty.
That's
yes.
Right.
And go over
that's
to
right.
Treasure's page, because after the show, I'll give out two copies. I'm going to post, and I'll give out a couple of copies on Treasure's page.
Okay.
I'll give out a couple of copies. Go to his page after the show, and I'll give out a couple of copies in honor of him being on the show tonight.
And
shout
out
to
Gianna
for keeping it all the way real with the Black History with the authors. I've been watching you.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be watching anything.
You.
I'm a people watcher.
You know why I do
blind.
That? Because you guys don't get enough credit for what y'all do. Y'all do a lot.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, no matter what you read, reading is fundamental. I don't care if you read a map. Read something.
I know that's right. Yes.
Read
absolutely. That's right.
But
thank
I am
so
sorry
much.
To be the bearer of bad news and cutting it short, because this was definitely a hot, hot, hot topic. We enjoyed Treasure Blue today. We only
yes.
have about 4 more minutes in the show, and, of course, we never like to leave y'all just with dead air. We like to leave y'all with a little bit of music. We want to thank Treasure Blue for coming out. We want to thank everybody that called in and supported us. Since day one, and those people that have just started calling in, remember we're on Wednesdays, and Sunday. Our next mm-hmm. guest will be next Sunday, and it will be the fabulous Tammy Capri. She will be in the house, and the topic will be wife or wifey, are you worth the ring? Another hot one, going to be another hot one. And if you are on Facebook, our Honor Thy Author Friday has been moved to Saturday because of Valentine's Day. And we have the fabulous Nika Michelle in the house, who is the author of Forbidden Fruit. So she will be in Writing Royalties Honor Thy Author, which will be Saturday at 7 p.m. Again, I want to thank everybody for coming out. You
shout out to the
everybody
chat room.
Here on Facebook.
Yes.
Shout out to the chat room. Thank you for everybody that got painted. If you have not, please get on it. Bebo has a book that comes out on the 14th. Bunches
of
Love 2, Treasure Blue. He has a book that is out. Fabulous author. If you have not had a chance to read a Treasure Blue book, you are definitely missing out on a treasure. His books are
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I would like to add, because I'm in the middle of the Mad Humper, when you get that book, just make sure you have a tall, cold glass of water next to you as you're reading it, because it's hot.
Uh-oh.
Thank you. I look forward to reading your review.
Very good.
I will put my review. I always review my books.
Oh, yeah, Toni Doe definitely,
yes.
She definitely reviews.
Yes,
thank
you.
All right, y'all. I'm going to say good night to everybody. I'm getting ready
right,
to get the
good
music.
Night.
good night,
everybody, for calling in.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.